Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
It's the Kathy Romano Show on B101, and I'm so excited for our next guest. He has a voice that you'll recognize just about everywhere. Seinfeld, the B-movie, Ted, The Emperor's New Groove, and so much more. He's now lending that legendary baritone to the new mayor of Zootopia in Zootopia 2, which is hitting theaters on November 26th. Please welcome Patrick Warburton to the studio. Good morning, Patrick.
This voice, Kathy.
So where are you on your press tour? Is this the beginning, the end, the middle?
End.
This is the end.
Yes, back to Los Angeles this evening.
You ready to go home?
Because I've been on the road just a little bit this time. It's Portland for 3 days doing shows, and then San Francisco doing press, and then here. It's great to be here back in Philly. I wish I had some more time. This is going to be my shortest trip to Philly ever. Less than 24 hours.
Oh, less than 24 hours?
Wow. Yeah.
Do you spend a lot of time in Philly, or you come here often?
No, but I've been here, throughout the years, every now and then. I was in, I did shows here in Pottstown.
Yeah, the theater out there.
Yeah, 3 months ago, I guess, I was there.
Are you tired yet?
I'm a little worn out, but I'm good. Listen, I just had an espresso. I've already zinned up. I'm about ready to do my 20 milligrams of Adderall. I'll be good for the day.
You'll be good to go.
Typical morning.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you've worked Disney animation before. What's it like performing in a recording booth as opposed to, live action when you have other actors around?
Well, again, you're isolated, and you're just there. So sometimes you got to coffee it up a little bit and bring a little more energy to, that character. Because animated characters are bigger than life, too. So just have fun.
I loved Zootopia, so I'm really excited for Zootopia 2. But your character is new to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the character. What are we expecting here?
Well, his name is Brian Windancer. He's a horse. And he used to be an action film star, and now he's the mayor. I call him an action film star. I just found out yesterday that he was an action star in TV shows. So not as big a deal.
Oh, not as big.
Yeah, and he has disappointing.
He has the flowing hair, the mane.
Mane, yes. He looks like Fabio.
Yes,
horse.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Fabio as a horse.
As a horse.
Did you see it, Bobby? Did you see the picture?
I didn't see the picture. I got to see this. Oh, now I'm being shown right now. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's perfect.
Gorgeous, right?
That's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
You look gorgeous.
Yeah.
But this movie, I mean, I'm an adult and I loved the first one. And I told my son, he's 14 now. And I said, do you want to see Zootopia 2? And he was like, oh, yeah. So Disney just knows how to do it. They grasp the adults, the kids, everybody in between.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun adult, humor in it. It's really clever. And there's so many different things happening. I love films like this where it's just very, very clever. So there are multiple things that, they'll make you laugh or smile on screen at the same time as they're happening. Yeah.
A lot of things that go over the kids' heads kind of thing, which I always love when there's that humor where you're like, oh, the kids didn't get that one, but that joke.
Yeah.
Got that one.
There's a few of those. Yeah. Yeah.
Did you have fun? Do you have fun filming this? I always think of a movie set with other actors and, for instance, Seinfeld. You had to have had fun on the Seinfeld set. Are there parts of this that are fun, or you're just kind of going in working and then you get out?
Well, it's all fun because you know that when you're going in and you're voicing a character, that when you see this all come together, it's the compilations of multiple efforts of so many different artists. You know, when you see it all come together, it's really exciting. So you can see the art of your character. You know what your character is going to look like. And so that's really fun. Disney also takes like aspects, physical aspects of your face somehow or another and integrates them into the character. So even when Disney released, you know, the art of, you know, this is Mayor Windancer, but without letting people know who did the voice, people were guessing on social media that I was doing it because I think it's something in the eyes of Windancer, okay. Something that looks like me, I guess. It ain't the hair.
No, it's not. I do love that, though. I mean, when you look at a character, yes, and you're like, yes, that's absolutely who should be playing that for sure. So speaking of, I mentioned Seinfeld. Was the Seinfeld set fun?
Oh, yeah. But then again, you know, at the time, you know, I was bouncing around doing, you know, guest spots on shows. And so it was kind of funny. I was doing a film in Australia and then I did a radio show. And, you know, the one thing I said, because that everybody wants to grab something that sounds, you know, interesting other than what you normally talked about. And I did talk about down there that I avoided Jerry Seinfeld like the plague. Well, immediately that goes out all over
the
place.
Headline.
There's the headline.
Of course.
Yes, buddy. And I'm like, no, he was a lovely man, very generous. We're friends to this day, but I just wanted to hit my marks, get the laughs, and get out of his way. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be that guy. I'm always concerned I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth, right. Be in the room alone with him, say something stupid.
Okay.
At the time, you know, I just wanted to, you know, do that. And so it was fun. They were all really, really sweet to work with. But I just popped in every, you know, now and then. That was it.
We just had John O'Hurley in the studio last week. Not in the studio. We had him on Zoom. But I was at the National Dog Show with him over the weekend. Yeah. Did Putty and Peterman, they never had a scene together, right?
No, they never did. Yet I've spent more time hanging out with O'Hurley than anybody else. We're neighbors. We play golf. We're in charity. We do the charity events together. John and I have done a bunch of stuff and hung out a lot throughout the years. But yeah, I mean, he's in my neighborhood, you know. Yeah.
Did you guys do a show together?
We did. Oh, you know, we did do a couple of shows back east here together. Yeah. Where it was during like a comedy festival in Rhode Island. And so we did something just like outside of Boston and Rhode Island where he did half an hour. I did half an hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
But Putty and Peterman never had a scene together.
No.
And I was going to ask too, with such an iconic show, the word typecast gets thrown around. Everybody on that show is an iconic character. So was it different coming out of that show where you're not just stuck in the silo of your character because so many other people on the show, every time they would see him, oh, there's George, there's Elaine, there's Putty, there's Pete. I mean, everybody seems like they were in that silo. So how did you kind of break out of that right away?
Well, I shied away immediately. I do believe back in the day, you know, someone here or there might have, you know, promoted, what if we were to do a Putty, you know, show or a spinoff? And I just said, no.
No?
Yeah. Nope.
No. You know, you have to keep kind of reinventing and redefining out there. But I was certainly in danger of being typecast after only doing 9 episodes of a sitcom.
Wow. It was only 9 episodes?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
That's amazing. Yeah.
Well, there's only 180 episodes. And you know, it should be like a 300 episode show, but excuse me. Yeah. Jerry wanted to, you know, pull the plug.
He wanted to go out on top
and do his own thing. So since it's in perpetual syndication and there's only 180 episodes, they see you more than they would.
Yeah.
If you
those 9 episodes to me feel like you've been in 200 episodes.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, but I mean, what an accomplishment though, that if you were only in that many episodes, I mean, that character, you mentioned Putty, everybody knows Putty.
Yeah. It's great. It was really fun to be able to do a character like that. And Putty was only supposed to be 1 episode, but they liked him, so they brought him back. I actually could have done a lot more, but I was on another show at the time for CBS, another network, and they would not let me out to do Seinfeld the next 2 years. Fortunately, that show was canceled, and I crossed paths with Jerry, and Jerry goes, hey, could you come on during the 9th season? And so that's when I got to do most of my episodes.
Our producer, Brett, was so excited that you were coming in because he knows you. Well, he knows you from a number of things. He said growing up, he watched, you know, the Bee movie and, you know, all of that. But also, you were the pre-flight instructor on the Soarin' ride in Epcot.
Yes, still. Yeah, they've still? Held on to that. Yeah, 23 years later. Yeah.
Well, he said, he's like a Disney guy. Him and his mom go every year. They try to go every year. Yeah. And so he was telling me you're that pre-flight instructor.
That's right. Nice work, pal.
He says he likes when you tell people to take the Mickey ears off.
Yeah.
Are you working on any other films?
I worked on a couple of fun indies this year, but most of what I've been doing the last year and a half is just touring the country doing stand-up.
Is that what you love? Is that like your first love?
That is my latest love.
Okay.
I never did it.
Oh, you, so this
I
is
never
recent
headlined
touring.
Until a year and a half ago.
You never headlined until a year and a half?
Oh, no,
get
I never
out.
Did stand-up. I was doing these live stage readings of a show, which I would open with, 10 minutes of talking, which became like 10 minutes of stand-up, and then 15. That became my favorite part of the show. We actually did the show, in San Francisco. Then we took the show to Philly here years ago, just before COVID. COVID hit, and then we were down, and then we had a little bit of a residency in Las Vegas. But then I got really tired of doing that show. I just wanted to do stand-up at that point. And so that's what I've been doing for the last year and a half.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So I've interviewed a number of comedians over the years, and if you ask somebody that has started in comedy with stand-up, that's what they always revert back to. Like, that's what they love to do the most. But since you not starting there, which do you prefer? Do you prefer stand-up, or do you still like the movies?
Well, I love it all for different reasons. What I love about stand-up is it gives you an autonomy I've never had before, being that I've always been told for 40 years what to do, what to say, how to say, where to say. You know, in stand-up, you write all your own material, and you go out there and you do it when you want, how you want. And it's been the busiest year and a half of my life. I've probably been on 60 or 70 commercial flights this year, not to mention all the miles I put on rental cars from city to city. And it's been a bit of a grind, and if I had to do that my whole life, it'd be wearisome, but the whole thing's been an adventure for me, so I love it.
Where do you draw from your stand-up? Like, your family, kids, all
mostly
of that?
Mostly family. I've been married for 34 years, 4 kids, 7 dogs.
You have 7 dogs?
Well, we've had 7. We're down to 4 now.
Well, that's still a lot.
Yeah. But, it's all relatable. So I don't get on stage and do a bunch of industry anecdotes. Then that would be like a night with. So stand-up comedy in a club has to be stand-up comedy, So a lot of it is anecdotal, but it is a lot more relatable. Yeah.
You said 34 years, right? So do you guys have any, we got Thanksgiving a week from today, any fun, crazy family Thanksgiving traditions, or is it pretty normal and standard?
We always have, a bunch of stragglers, they have nowhere else to go, and so we'll bring them in, and sometimes the dynamic could be interesting. Buddy of mine will be like, how do you know that person?
I don't know. I just saw him.
Just shut up and sit at the other table.
We have a straggler. Brett, our producer, he has to work on Thanksgiving. So his family is a little ways away, 2 hours away or something. So we've invited him to both of our houses. He's not coming because he does have to go into work. But we're a straggler family, too. Like, if you don't have somebody to go, you can come over.
It's Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So you saw Zootopia 2. You watched the full movie. You guys had a whole red carpet premiere and all that. How did that go?
It's fantastic. You know, they close off Hollywood Boulevard and they got parties and bars and stuff. And it was really fun. It was great to see how everybody responded to it. But it's just, you know, as I was telling you before we did this, I still have to see the first one. I've just been on the road.
You didn't see the first one.
Yeah. I realize it's like, I should, you know, do some research. Yeah. But, you know, I'll see it on my Disney app at home when I get home.
Maybe increase that Adderall you talked about. Yeah. Maybe up that prescription and then you'll watch the first one.
I'm on enough stimulants, Bob, between the coffee, the Zen, and the Adderall. I don't need it.
You're good to go.
Good to go, yeah.
So it's in theaters on November 26th, and I'm really excited to see it. What are some of the, are all of the characters that we loved from the first one, are they coming? I know you didn't see the first one, but are they coming back? Are they back?
Yes, they
are. For him, they are. They're all back.
Yeah, they're all back.
No, but I realize that they are, you know, I mean, my favorite character is voiced by Maurice LaMarche. He does the mob mole. Yes.
Yep.
So, yes, he's back. The sloth is back. You know,
who's the snake?
In M.
Who is it? Kiwi Kwan. That's a new character too, right?
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so I said I loved Zootopia. Did you see it, Bobby?
Yes, I did see it. That was a great movie.
Yeah, and when you take a movie like that, and you know, sometimes a sequel doesn't. You don't always need the sequel. I am completely fine with the sequel on this one. Like we needed it, and I'm a full blown adult, excited to see Zootopia too. So I'm really happy that you guys did this. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
You can see Patrick play Mayor Brian Windancer in Zootopia 2. It's in theaters November 26th. Patrick Warburton, thanks for stopping by the Kathy Romano Show on B101.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah, come back and see us again when you come back for like a stand-up tour, too. We'd love to have you in.
I will. Absolutely. All right. That's
great.
A deal.
Okay. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Right. With you those too. Stragglers.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.